Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Adults in the United States are reporting more happiness during the pandemic. A study by Gallup shows less than half of people say that they were worried most of the previous day. That is a drop from almost 60% over a month ago.
Because even some good news is better than none, right?
This was recorded into the middle of May.
Oh, really? Okay.
Says that Americans have less worry as some states begin to open up and ease stay-at-home restrictions. About 72% of those surveyed reported general happiness despite the COVID issue that are still increasing in some areas. Researchers say everyone's future emotional well-being may depend on what happens with the disease as more and more parts of the nation try to return to some type of normal. But our happiness index is up a bit.
Yeah, but the COVID has a lot to say about that.
But I think you're right, Todd. I think there's also it's not as new anymore.
Right.
People are they're mentally adjusting to the reality of things, and you're not as scared of something that's not as unknown.
Right. But we all feel that way. I totally feel that way. But we don't want to let our guard down.
No,
we can't.
Well, we can't, but people are letting their guard down.
But we people can't.
I know.
Yeah. I'm talking,
and it's so easy to.
The people that are adjusting, that are just making all these things now part of their new normal.
Right.
You know, hand washing and hand sanitizing and all that stuff.
I mean, I've washed my hands. We've all done all that more than we ever do.
Been beaten down enough. You're just like, well, I guess this is it now.
This is it. I was talking to my dad about that last night. I said, it does suck. I know we're all depressed. I said, but we're all alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's better to be unhappy alive in your house than dead, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, you know. I mean,
at least your family thinks so.
When she interviewed Jerry Seinfeld over Skype on CBS Sunday Morning, he had a good point about, he goes, when you have a bowl of cereal, it's the best cereal you ever had. You look forward to it that day. Little things like that. Obviously, we'd rather have it normal. We get it. But he was saying, hey, listen, but you're alive.
Yeah. I liked, but they also played the clip from his new Netflix special.
Yeah, well, before, yeah.
Saying, you know, everybody's life sucks. Yeah. Well, I mean, mine less than yours.
Right. Yeah. Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
He had a great line in an interview once about somebody was asking him about it.
But is it worth it if you don't have any freedom?
No.
Wouldn't you rather be dead?
You're right. That's right. I read that.
I don't feel like a lot of freedoms, mine anyway, have been revoked. I'm still free to do a lot of stuff. I just choose not to do a lot of stuff.
Right.
But a lot of stuff isn't open.
Yeah, there is nothing to do. I mean, once again, my dad said it. They're opening a lot slower in Pennsylvania than here, in his quadrant, you know, his section. They're going to yellow. I don't know what yellow means in Pennsylvania on Monday. And he goes, but there's still nothing you can do. And he's right.
Hmm.
I mean, I try to be happy every day. I try to do, you know.
Is that on the Star Trek scale? Because red alert is the worst one, and then the yellow alert is stay aware.
But I don't know I'm still really not looking forward to anything because nothing's happening.
Yeah. Wait, are you going to go to the baseball game that's canceled?
Yeah, I'm not going to go to a concert. I'm not going to go to the Funny Bone. I'm not going to go out to eat. So everything's still the same. But Bush is right. It's the new normal, and that's why you're figuring, well, what am I going to do?
Well, it was scarier when it was all brand new and I mean, we are finding out more and more things every day, you know, so it becomes a little less scary and your brain kind of adjusts to it.
But once again, don't let down.
No.
No, you still got to stay vigilant.
But you're getting used to being vigilant, you know?
I'm afraid a lot of people are just busting wide open, though.
Yeah, there's going to be more and more of that.
I see it.
Oh yeah, somebody's snapping right now.
No, I mean, I see people out and about restaurants and
that
bars.
Too.
I see it.
But I see a lot of restaurants and bars that were expecting a flood.
Yes.
And a lot of people are staying home.
Right. We saw somebody on the news the other day talking about that.
Right. Not 100% of the population is confident.
Not being packed the first day they were open.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
surprised that people didn't show up and just pack the place on the first day. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's not comfortable yet.
Well, most of us are not believing arbitrary dates set by politicians.
No. And see, that's why I think that is the case. I think the people you're seeing out at restaurants and bars, I think, are the minority.
Oh, I think they are too.
Yeah. I definitely think they are.
Don't let
yourself get caught up in getting mad at those people because I think they are the minority.
I'm just not going. I'm just saying, but I see parking lots full. Restaurants are full.
I think they are the minority. Yeah. People still are staying home a lot.
Yeah. I want to go to that inner tube restaurant, but
there
it's not
go.
Here.
No, that's a good
I don't know how to get to Maryland.
It's a long way.
Yeah. That's an even longer drive than Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm getting breaking news that it's Nick Allen's birthday.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I almost skated through.
My wife just texted me. She's like, it's Nick's birthday. I said, really? Did you not know?
How's your wife know?
Probably Facebook. Okay. I'm guessing Facebook probably told her.
Yeah.
My sister tagged me in something. I think that
she
the jig is
too,
up.
Yeah.
Right.
She tagged me.
She was surprised. She's like, you didn't know it was Nick's birthday? I'm like, no.
No. Happy birthday,
Not
Nick.
A clue.
Oh, thanks.
Having a big celebration?
No.
Pandemic birthday.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably have a cocktail in the driveway while listening to, like, God of Thunder or
there
something.
There you go.
Yeah,
the
Facebook
hottest band in the world, man.
Did not notify me, and I think we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, I have it set so my birthday's not on there.
Yeah. Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. Well, at first, I had changed it a bunch.
Yeah,
I would put it out in advance so it would be like, okay, just say it's October, and then be like, oh, your birthday's coming up, so you just change it again, and finally it's like, you can't change your birthday anymore.
Did your dad call?
Did
your dad call you yet?
Well, he sent me a text last night.
Oh, remember? Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, I think I did that too. I think I set Facebook to make my birthday private so it didn't show up on everybody's feed every year.
Yeah, how many brothers and sisters you got?
Younger sister.
Okay. Because she just put something on your page.
Yeah. Happy birthday!
I think that's what...
You're the coolest brother she knows.
Only brother.
The only.
Yep.
That's what I figured. There was only one.
That's
it. Pandemic birthday. What would you have done if there was no pandemic?
Same thing.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say, isn't the cocktail on the driveway in God of Thunder just Tuesdays now?
Yeah. Yeah, the big decision is there's a Chinese restaurant I like to eat at that nobody else in my family likes.
But
we just had Chinese food last week, so I'm like, okay, do I take the one day I can be like, hey,
it's your say.
We're going to eat this.
Yeah,
but we just had is I don't know.
Well, how about you just tell them, I'm going to go get some from there, and you guys can have whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Be selfish.
Yep. Big day.
Yeah. We haven't had one yet. Craig and I got a birthday in August, pretty much a couple days apart, but we'll be back normal by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate that.
And you don't got it's not a big zero one, is it? No, it's not.
No.
Okay, no. So
they're the big ones.
38.
Yeah.
We can all drive by Craig's house and sing happy birthday to him in a car. Throw cards and balloons at him.
Now we don't know where he lives.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
We'll just have to do that at a bunch of houses right. then. We'll need extra cards
but
and extra balloons.
But we know where Tyler lives. And we can go do that there. We can drive past in a parade.
I don't know where, I don't know where Nick or Puss lives.
I've been to Nick's house, but
yeah,
it was
we're just going
the
to
garage
your house.
And
it's,
it was dark.
It's just your birthday that day.
Yeah.
We'll come sing at your house.
We could probably talk them out of giving up their address and we could look it up.
I like not knowing where people live.
It's amusing.
It's the weirdest thing that I couldn't. Somebody said, gun to head, drive me to Craig's house. And let's say some robber. Some big, massive scheme to get you know what? We'll kidnap Tyler, and we'll take him to Craig's house. And I have to go, I don't know where he lives. You've worked together for 26 years. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
I understand how stupid this sounds, but I don't know where his house is.
Yeah, how else are they going to get at the massive Evans fortune?
That's true.
I always kid my daughter because it reminds me that my daughter, she wrote a poem like when she was in third grade for school, and I always give her crap. But it's a cute poem, and it's basically what this is. She says, the last two lines of the poem, I have a lot of friends, but I don't know where they live.
Right.
Because she's awesome. At that age, you do have friends. You're in school. You're in kindergarten, but you don't know where they live.
Right.
And she just wrote that poem, and I said, that's me, and I'm not in kindergarten. Nick, I've known for a while. Don't know where he lives.
No idea.
I haven't done the podcast yet.
Well, like you
Puss,
said.
Puss just moved to his house.
We just moved 8 years ago.
What's the perfect excuse to not have to go over there?
See, I
come over, but I don't know where you live.
Yeah, there's not. I see everybody every morning, so we don't need to know where people live, but it's still hilarious that we don't. Now, they know where live, great. And I know where Todd lives. We lived there longer, but Craig's living in his place for probably how long?
A long
now?
Time. Yeah.
My poem would read, I have so few friends, I know where they all live.
You don't know where Nick lives?
I have an idea.
Yeah, I got a general, no,
idea.
I've been there once, but again, it was in
the
dark.
You were there.
I drove there in the dark.
Right.
Because they wanted to record that podcast at like 9 o'clock. Oh. My God, who's up that late? Jesus. But I could get you to the area. I could get you within a couple blocks, maybe.
He told me the area, but I don't, you know. Once again, most people know where people live.
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea where Craig lives.
You get in the car, you drive to your friend's house. We all know how to get there.
I've always thought that was weird in like the first 48 when they'll be like interviewing somebody that's connected to a crime. And they'll be like, okay, you need to look at this person. They'll be like, where do they live? And they'll be like, oh, 1874, what? Right. Like, you just know their address?
Yeah. I don't know where anybody lives.
Yeah. I know, like, my address, and then that's it.
That's it. And I know some of my old addresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff I've had to, like, fill out on a form.
Mm-hmm.
I've got places I could drive. Like, I could drive you to Richard's house, but I can't be like, oh, his address is,
no,
you know,
you're right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.